Yeah. Man, it's Justin Bless, man. You know what it is. Yeah. Man, today's episode is brought to you by the greatest God. You feel me? Because we woke up this morning and we blessed, man. I can offer you $1 million, but you won't wake up tomorrow. At best, and I know I can put my life on it, that you wouldn't take that money. You'd rather wake up tomorrow. And that's why your life is worth way more than $1 million, man. You precious. God created. God engineered. God planned. Man, you the best and feel the best, man. You are great. And thank you for tuning in to Justin Bless Podcast. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And there's no way I can say enough thank yous for every single one of y'all that listen, man. And I appreciate you guys. You guys been holding me down. I'm going to continue to bring this content out every Tuesday and Friday. I missed my 8 a.m. drop today. And I like to say, I apologize because I didn't prioritize and organize and time management my past couple of days. I had a lot going on. Remember when I said something is going on, but I couldn't really share because it has to do with someone else? And I don't mind being honest, but I know how the other person will feel. You feel me? So I had some stuff going on that I had to be there for that individual, that it was more important, I would say. Even though I do apologize for not dropping you guys, giving you guys that content, but my life and my well-being and the magnitude and what was going on, that came first before the pod. You feel me? But I am here. I had to make sure I gave you guys something. I will give you guys something. Cause I told myself I will be consistent no matter what. If I'm in the hospital or something like that, y'all gonna hear me just breathing. You feel me? Shoot. I'm gonna drop it. You feel me? God forbid that don't happen or anything like that. That I'm able to just speak freely in my space and deliver this beautiful content to you guys. Man, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And if you haven't already, man, please subscribe. You new? Please subscribe, man. It helps me get up on them algorithms. It helps me branch out more, further and further throughout the country, throughout the world, because we're not local, we're global. My backyard is not my world. My backyard is way bigger and greater than just my backyard, man. So please subscribe, help your boy surpass my backyard. You feel me? And rate and share, man. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends, with your family, with your foes, and with your hoes. You feel me? Yeah, man. But let's get into it. How I've been doing, how I've been feeling. You know, we like to tap in, see how we doing, how we really doing. And I am doing good. I like to say, man, to me, this is a celebration, right? So let me give you a little backdrop, right? I had TikTok for a very long time, man. But the thing is, I kind of just like played with it. And I remember listening to Gary Vee. He said, man, this is going to take off. And I was like, I don't see it happening as fast as it said it would happen, but still happened fast. And I was like on it early, but I stopped messing with it. So then I told myself, man, it's getting close to the halfway year mark. And I hope that you guys knocking your goals down, staying consistent, what you want to stay consistent for your New Year's resolution. I know a lot of niggas forgot theirs and all of a sudden we're about to just repeat last year and not do shit with our lives. Nah, that's a no. Hell no, man. Gunshot to that mug, because that's dead. Nah, we're about elevating progress, positivity, goals, and knocking them hoes down. You feel me? So anyways, so the halfway year mark coming up, and I'm like, man, I got to really get focused on something I truly love, which is this podcast joint I love to do. That's why I'm here all the time. And also, man, I love to create. I like being a director. I love the camera. I like being in front of the camera, behind the camera. I play both sides of the game. You feel me? But some people ain't that dedicated with it, with me trying to build like a team, right? With the media ways. So I got to do this shit myself. And I'm okay with doing that because if you want stuff done, you got to do it yourself. If you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. And that always remind me of Blade Trinity. I don't know if you guys seen it, but yeah, that one dude, he's like, my dad always told me I want something right. If you want something done right, do it yourself. And that always remind me of that movie. But anyways, and that's really what I had to do these past couple years, and I can only depend on myself, which is I'm okay with, like, I'm fine with. I love to enjoy with other people and create art with other people because that's a beautiful thing. We collaborating on it. The more the merrier, but the more the merrier, the more that can be disagreements and stuff like that. So it is what it is. But anyways, back to what I'm saying. So I was like, I got to stay consistent, and I love fitness, man. I love fitness, and I want to do fitness in a Nike commercial. That would be like a dream of mine, man. I would cry, literally. I cry tears doing a Nike commercial, bro, like a Jordan commercial. Oh, my goodness. I would cry, bro, like cry, man. So, you know, like, that's one of my goals as well. And it's not about, like, capping yourself off and be like, oh, I just got this one goal. Nah, try to aim for all of it, man. Whatever that you want in this life, man, you can truly create. And I truly believe that. You got to move it. You got to speak it to, existence. You feel me? Visualize it. Have the vision board. And the goals, you can write it down, not write it down. People say writing it down is powerful. I've wrote down multiple of my goals down. I've spoke. I prayed. Hours about a prayer, you know what I mean? And people see the position I'm in and seeing that this is it, but it's not. And I always revert right back to Kanye West when he's like, people always talking about, you got this, you got that, you got that. I might be living your American dream, but I'm nowhere near my dreams. I'm nowhere near. I got big dreams. I got big aspirations. I got big goals, motherfucker. That's a fact, bro. I got big goals, so we gonna just tackle it on with the podcast, traveling the world. Hell yeah. With real estate, owning $20 million worth of property in Arizona alone. You feel me? And multiple million-dollar projects and companies for real estate in different cities. Hell yeah. We going for that. But at the same time, man, we got to have so many goals up there that you might not knock them all down, right? But giving it your 100% that you know for a fact you gave it your 100%, you're not going to regret it at all. And then again, you give so much so much energy. 100%. A lot of those is going to get knocked down, bro. I promise you, a lot of those going to hit. So with that being said, I'm hopping on to my fitness, man. Nike commercial I'm telling you guys about, man. I know I have that personality. I have that. I got a great body, like fitness model type of body. I'm very athletic. I just don't look athletic, bro. I'm athletic. I could jump high, run fast. Man, I do it all. You feel me? But the thing is, I can just do it all and just be in my backyard, like I'm saying, right? Think local, right? Or I could put myself out there, really put myself out there and shine, really shine. So what you gonna do? I'm gonna put myself out there, bro. I'm gonna shine. I'm gonna move forward. And the best way to do it, man, is through social media, because you're everywhere at once when you're not everywhere. So that's what your boy been on, man. And with TikTok, bro, I finally cracked my 100 followers, man. 100, bro. 100, yo. Hey, it might not be a lot to y'all. It might not be a lot to y'all, but a lot to me, man. And, man, that's an amazing feeling. It's a great feeling. And we gonna continue to push, continue to move, and celebrate the wins, man. Every single one of them. The small ones and the big ones. The next one is like for 200, 250. You feel me? 500, 1,000, and go on and go forward, man. And how we going to do that? We're going to stay consistent, because consistency is key. I'm going to repeat that again. Consistency is key. You got to make that happen, man. Don't fall short from that consistency. And that boy Jim Jones. Yeah, that boy Jim Jones. I was watching this interview with Jim Jones and who else? It was like the what's that damn thing called? What's some niggas called, man? $1 million worth of game. $1 million worth of game. That nigga said, when you can't stay motivated, stay consistent. Because consistency is what's gonna make them dreams come true, man. Is what gonna drive you and continue to drive you and change your life, man. It's with consistency. You can be consistent in anything and whatever that you're seeking. That's what's, you know what I mean, bound to happen. So don't do that. That's bad. Be consistent with something good. You feel? And that's what we're doing. I've been dropping. Make sure y'all follow me too, man, on TikTok at JustinBless_. Also on Instagram at JustinBless_. Twitter, all that. You feel me? I post 4 videos. I try to hit 9, 12, 3, 6. And just being consistent, man. I remember I used to do this fitness stuff, right? Like a year ago or so. And I'll post a video on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I thought that was enough. Just one video. I thought that was enough. Man, I was dead wrong. Man, it's about flooding the streets, man. Operation Flood the Streets with Fitness is in full effect for your boy Justin. Full effect, bro. I am going hard at this. Pushing forward, going forward, pushing, 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 bro. And that's exactly what's going to make the dreams come true, being consistent. When I buy my apartments, right, I was consistent with saving, consistent with dreaming, speaking about it. Go and get it, man. Don't care what it was. I made it happen. The same thing for you as well. Don't care what it is. Go and make that mother happen, man. Push forward and go forward. Life is good. Life is great. Life is beautiful. And life, it will be whatever you want it to be. Because God gave you that will to create. The opportunity, that day that you wake up to create. And like I said, man, I can be like, yo, I'll give you $1 million right now, but you don't wake up tomorrow. I know for a fact you wouldn't take that meal. You know what you take? You'll take life tomorrow. So be happy and smiling. Go get it, man. Even though if you got like crazy mortgage and stuff is hard or whatever, make sure you find that silver lining and everything, man. Because it's there. It's always there. Be blessed. Be thankful. Be grateful. And also graceful and humble. Man, life is good. Life is great, man. But that's me, man. That's how I'm feeling. I'm good. I'm staying consistent. I'm growing. I got a couple people reached out to collab and stuff like that. So, man, it's a great thing. It's moving forward, and we just can stay consistent. Consistency is going to open those doors up, man. Life is good. Life is great. But you know what we're about to tap into, man? We're about to tap into that news report. Beep, 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 beep. News report. Yo, man. So it looked like somebody sold a rare copy, a rare first edition copy of Harry Potter, signed by the author as well, J.K. Rowling, for $250,000. Man, that book probably cost them like $10. So that was a stupid come up, man. Respects to the man's or the woman, whoever sold that book and made that joint happen. That joint is dope, man. Respect. Get your bread, man. Go on, get your bread, because that stuff is dope. Man, I hate talking about all this stuff, man, because it's like, it's all the time. It always happens, bro. All right, so we about to get into it. All right, 10 U.S. mass shootings over the weekend leave at least a dozen dead and 60 injured. America has reported at least 246 mass shootings in 2022, man. Far more than there has been days so far in the year. Nigga, we're at like, what, like 200 days? Yeah, we're like at 200 days or something. That joint's wild, bro. I don't even like getting into it because it's so like, it's like, nigga, don't even want to get into it. We about to just keep on over, man. All right, so California bees can legally be fished and have the same protection a court has ruled. And that is dope, bro, because bees actually help us out a lot. People are scared of them and stuff like that. And the thing is, they don't even be stinging nobody unless you pick on them or something like that. You feel me? They got to defend themselves because it's like suicide, right? So why would they want to commit suicide unless they have to 100% do it? Yeah, that's what that happened. All right, bro. So the Proud Boys leader and top members are charged, bro, for the riot for January 6th at the Capitol, right? Now, everybody's like, ah, yay, yay, ah. Me, I'm like, bro, until these niggas get sentenced, like, really sentence my guy, some time my guy, I don't buy it. Like, it's not news to me. It's not no, oh my goodness, yo, did it. Nah, I'm done with that. I've been done with that after Trayvon Martin passed, got killed, got murdered, and that nigga walked out for free. So I don't believe in the justice system. I don't believe in none of these niggas talk about, oh, got arrested, oh my goodness, they're charged. Just because they're charged don't mean that shit gonna stick. So we ain't worried about that. I'll revert back to that if the nigga gets sentenced. But other than that, we ain't spent no time, no light day on any of that shit. You feel me? So shoot, let's push on forward, man. We're going to highlight a black queen right now. She's a pilot. Not just normal pilot. Hot air balloon. She got a little story. We're about to tap into it right now. Oh, shoot. Hold on, my guy. Here we go.
Sema Kaleng Matibula is a self-proclaimed aeronaut explorer and one of only 5 female hot air balloon pilots in all of South Africa.
What I love most about my job is it doesn't feel like a job. It's not a job. It's an extension of who I am. So a day in my life entails 2 a.m. morning weather checks. We get to the balloon field, freezing cold, but the excitement of the free flight keeps you going. We set up the balloon and then we get to float in the clouds for an hour or so. And then we touch down and we're back to Joburg and our everyday lives while everyone is stuck in traffic.
A lot of work is required to prep the balloon, which Sema says inflates to the size of a 12-story building.
I don't know if you can hear anything or smell anything. You have a gas leak, which is the last thing you want when you're going to play with an open flame. and there we go. So cold inflation gives it its form, hot inflation lets it oscillate for flight. It gets really big very quickly. If you blink, you'll miss it. Just standing here gives you the magnitude of the balloon. So balloons make for terrible conversation areas, because mid-chat you just have to burn.
A flawless takeoff and calm conditions made for a perfect flight today. But Sema says it doesn't always go according to plan.
My greatest struggle is the weather. So Mother Nature is very graceful with us, but she can also be our worst nightmare. And ballooning requires very calm and stable winds. And when the wind isn't on your side, unfortunately, we can't have as much fun as we would like to. So we've got altitude, rate of ascent and descent. We're at zero, so we're maintaining a steady height.
She says the balloon gets its direction from different wind channels, a metaphor for her own path.
The winds have swept me into journeys and areas and careers that were out of reach for someone like me. And that's why I do this, because I'm giving every other young girl a point of reference.
The hot air balloon industry has long been a predominantly white, male-dominated space. Sema wants to be part of the change.
So BAFSA is the Balloon and Airship Federation of South Africa. They partnered with the Department of Sport and Recreation, and they came up with all the funding that led to me attaining my pilot license. And we've got two other trainees, and we hope that they'll be checking out soon. But I'm the only girl, so we're having a lot of fun adding pink to the sports.
Yo, that's dope. Respects to her, man, being the only female that is black, so respects. Dope. Yeah, man, we shed big light on her and the growth of that field with more blacks. You know what I mean? Hopefully we continue to grow in that field. But yo, Taco Bell, yo, has a new floating restaurant. They say all this like float in the sky, whatever, but it's not. They just want to say that because like a clickbait type of thing, you know what I mean? But anyways, there's no like dining area. It's all drive up, drive through, and you have to pull up to four different lanes, right? One's gonna be for the Taco Bell app, another's gonna be for delivery drivers, and the other two are just traditional two-way talkie and video technology service to order with the customer and talk to the team members on the second floor. And they would drop it down. You know, ever been to like one of those banks that like the suction cup and stuff like that? So it's going to be like kind of like that. I think that's kind of cool, man, because a lot of people are on the go. And I'm pretty sure like nowadays a lot of people don't even eat in, right? Unless it's like a full restaurant, like fast food, man, I don't even remember the last time I didn't go to a drive-thru. You feel me? Wingstop don't count as fast food. You feel me? So yeah, man, I think that's a good idea. I think it's dope. I think that's revolutionary. Innovating. Like, bro, it's dope, man. I think a lot of other fast food chains are going to do this. It's in Minneapolis, so if you're out there in Minneapolis, man, go check it out and let me know how that motherfucker is, because I would definitely check it out. I don't eat Taco Bell, but I would get me something just to get that experience. You feel me? Yo, so, man, Apple taking a blow, bro. So, you know the charging port, right? I mean, the charging cord, not the port, the cord. So Apple always changes their charging cord because they want you to go get another charger, which makes them more money, and also go get another phone. It's like a little hack, whatever, which is smart. And they've been playing the game for a long time. But now is ordered by the EU agree on a deal on a common phone charger for all phones, man. It's going to be the USB-C charger. And you're going to have to just stick with that. And that's wild, man. I know Apple's like, damn, they just took $1 million out of our pocket, or a couple mil. You know what I mean? Out of charger cords, like, they make a couple mil out of there. So they got to stick with that. It's like, damn. But, hey, man, it is what it is, though. And, bruh, Elon Musk about to pull out of the Twitter deal, it looks like. Because they can't provide the bots, right? The report of the bots and stuff like that. I know he's really trying to take those out. And just have it like real people. And I think that's fly dope as hell. That's some fly stuff. So, hey, man, I would like them bots to go away, especially on like Instagram too. Like, you gonna like the comments for like ESPN, right? All of a sudden they're like, don't judge me on my story, blah, 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 and all this stuff. Like, nigga, get the fuck up out of here, man. Like, we try to see the comments about like the Warriors and stuff like that. These niggas over here talking about a whole bunch of nonsense. Hey, man, I want the Warriors to win. So we're going to see how that goes and stuff. Yo, we got to send a little light and respects due to all. Man, Trouble in Atlanta, or from Atlanta or whatever. The man accused. Buddy got killed for smashing some girl or whatever that broke up with some dude or whatever, and nigga ended up breaking in and then getting into a fight and then offing or stabbing the Trouble nigga and killing him. And it's all bad, bro, because bro, it's, that's why like people want to claim, and guys want to claim, or girls want to claim about, oh, I'm smashing your baby mama or your girlfriend or wife or anything like that. Bruh, that's a dangerous game. That's why a lot of niggas say, old heads be like, yo, don't mess with a man's wife. Bruh, because you just do not know how far this nigga will go. You don't, bruh. Real talk. Some niggas go charge it to the game, be like, it's hoes. It is what it is, right? I thought I was in love with a wife, but it's a hoe. Blah, blah, blah. Keep it pushing. Another nigga might just get hurt, like, damn, hurt to the core, might never marry again, or just dog these girls out, or whatever the case might be, right? Might go that way. Or another nigga might mess around and just kill your ass, bruh. Bruh, that love, that is one of the most deadliest emotions, bruh. It can go either or, bruh. It can go like a positive way, yeah. Or, man, that motherfucker can be dark, bruh. And that's what happened. You feel me? So let's listen to a little bit of this this news, though.
A rap artist known as Trouble surrendered to sheriff's deputies. Here is new video of Jamichael Jones in handcuffs at the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office. Channel 2's Darren Moore is live for us at the jail in Rockdale County this morning. And Darren, the sheriff said it was the suspect's mother who actually played a role in negotiating his surrender.
And you're right about that, Lori. She wanted a peaceful resolution, and the sheriff agreed to a time and place for her son to give up. But this morning, he's behind bars right here at the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office on murder charges.
The man accused of murdering a rap artist known as Trouble.
Bruh.
Yeah, Christine, Tom, this is the information that we have for you tonight. Jones has agreed to turn himself in without incident. This comes nearly 2 days after the domestic dispute turned deadly shooting that ended the life of 34-year-old rapper Trouble. Now, while the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office says they are currently en route to take Jones into custody, people who knew Trouble personally are remembering his impact through the music that he made and beyond that.
Damn, do you feel what I'm saying, bro? This nigga died over one pussy, bro. And I always say this, bro. I say this to my girl. I say this to my niggas. I say this to a lot of people, bro. If wars have been started historically, known for a fact, it's not in the history books, but it's known for a fact, wars have been started over one pussy, bro. One pussy, bro. Thousands of lives have died over one pussy and miscommunication. You telling me a nigga won't kill one nigga for one pussy, bro? Wars have been started. Nations dropping bombs and shit over pussy, bro. One. Not even like the last pussy on earth. Nah, just that one in particular pussy, bro. Y'all niggas be safe out here, bro. Real talk. Y'all niggas be real safe out here because niggas ain't playing no type of games or anything close, remotely close to that. So y'all be safe, man. Because I know I wouldn't want to deal with any of that. You feel? Shoot. But man, that was a news report. Kind of long, but it is what it is, though. But hey, man, we're going to tap into what I wanted to speak about today. Sharing another story with y'all, just like more of me, you feel me? Like I was working out, and my car broke down, so I haven't been being able to go to the gym. Like, my car is done, bro. Like, done. Need a new car. Had the car for a minute. Bought it for $3,000. Definitely got my money's worth out of it. I put in like $1,000 to get it fixed outside of like, you know, minus the like oil changes and stuff like that. I remember it got messed up one time. I put $1,000 in to like, I don't know, it's like some computer thing or something like that. So I got that fixed for $1,000. So I made it for $4,000. So if I can get like 15 from it or something like that, I'll be great, graceful, and blessed. You know what I mean? To be able to get that and go get a new car, man. I'm done with the buckets. I'm done with the point A back to point B being good and all that. You know what I mean? Like I think it's finally time for me to look good in a car, bro. Feel good in a car when I'm going to it. And embody who I am, man. I am a humble nigga. I don't go too crazy. I ain't getting no Lambo or, you know what I mean, doing nothing like too crazy. But I honestly do feel like, man, like a car, even though it's like materialistic, right? Even though like it's like the world perspective of somebody with a nice car, right? But it do make you feel good internally. It's like a haircut. Now, you don't necessarily need a haircut, my nigga, to live, right? But it makes you feel good. That's where I'm at with it, bro. I have not had a nice car in my life. You feel me? And definitely not no brand new car at that either. So, man, I feel like it's time for me to try trending this car, get how much I can possibly get for it, and then get a nice car. And that's what I'm working on currently. But yeah, but anyways, I was outside. There's a mountain. Like, I live on a mountain, but like a little bit like towards the bottom. I'm not like way up there. You feel me? Don't think I'm up there, but I'm there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of there. And to go to like the top where like the street basically ends before it enters is like someone's driveway is like a 3-minute, four, 3 to 5 minute walk. You feel me? Never timed it, but it's that close, right? And I'm working out up there because I have like a little parking lot I be working out in. Working out, and all of a sudden I started like seeing, like I was like looking at my tattoos, whatever. Kind of zoned out a little bit while I was working out. I believe I was jump roping. And just started thinking about like the meaning of my tattoos. And I haven't really told you guys the meaning of my tattoos. And I really don't express the meanings of my tattoos to anybody. Honestly, that's just like a free willy, like just a stranger type of thing. I'll just be like, ah, this is my tattoo. This is what it means. Or just put it out there on social media. This is what it means. Nigga, you don't need to know all that. You feel me? But you guys are far distant family supporters for your boy. So I'm gonna explain my tattoos, my guy. All right. First, we'll go from the first to the, you know what I mean, to like the last one that I presently get. Then I'm gonna explain the next one I'm gonna get, and so on and so forth. And I believe that's where your boy's gonna stop. And if I don't stop, then I'll explain the next ones that I get. But all right, so my first tattoo, I believe I was 19. Was I 19? I had to be like 19 or 20, bro. I don't really remember exactly when it was. Yeah, I was 19 or 20. So I got the tat of my baby sister. Okay, let me remember. I remember this one time, a couple years ago, I was in high school. I was getting a haircut by this nigga named Jeff. White boy. He was the same nigga I told you guys about. I was talking about like popping pimples and stuff at that episode, High Skin. That's the same nigga, right? He used to cut hair, a white boy, but he was cool though. So he's cutting hair in the garage. He was cutting my hair and cutting this nigga named Cleveland's hair as well. And I remember he said this thing that stood out to me. He was like, and we're just talking. I don't know exactly what we're talking about, but kind of just revert to, he was like you are what you eat, you are what you say, like stuff like that, right? And then this nigga said something enlightening, like, man, it'll be cool to have like a shirt, or I don't know, he was saying something, or he just like said like an idea. I don't know exactly how it went, but said something like, you are what you eat. Like, what do you think? Like, it's a Bible. Like, do you think that's bad or something like that? In my head, I was like, bro, that's one of the dopest things ever, right? In my head, I'm like, bro, I'm gonna get that tatted, bro, right? That's the click in my head. But I didn't want to just get anybody, right? And I just told him, yo, that's a dope idea, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. And we kind of just pushed on with the conversation. But that in particular thing stuck with me because my niggas was getting tatted, right? But I didn't want to just get tatted anything. And when he said that, I was like, yo, that's fly. This is back in high school. So I was still like in high school. So years later, that stuff is still in my head. I'm like, bro, I'm going to get this tatted, right? And instead of just a random person or a random baby or something like that, I'm going to get my sister. So I remember when my little sister Sophie was born. I remember when I held her, man, I felt so much love. Don't know why. Don't even know, bro. But I remember I was like, damn, hella love. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna put her as my first tat, right? So when I went to go get tatted, I told a nigga, shout out to Marcus Thurman. He's the one that did my first tat. And it was a good first tat. So I told a nigga, I was like, yo, I want this. This is my baby sister, and I want her to be eating a Bible. At the bottom, it says, I want to be eating like a steak, right? And it says, you are what you eat. And that's like, you are what you read, you are what you speak, hear, stuff like that, right? But the way that you can interpret the art is that way. And I thought that shit was so fly. So he did it. Dope as hell. Big ass piece. I got it on my ribs too. I didn't want it on my back. I didn't want it on my arms because I felt like it would be like, my arms weren't that damn big. And back then I was pretty skinny, right? So I was like, yo, on my ribs. They say that's the place that hurts the most, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if my pain tolerance is high or what, but got that mug tatted right there. Took about 3.5 hours. The only part that hurt was the tat, like the part that's her hair is like close to my armpit, and like the outline. Other than that, everything else is like pretty smooth. So I got that tatted, and I told you guys the background of it. It's my sister. She's eating a Bible. You are what you eat. And you eating a Bible, you're eating God's word. You are taking it in. You are reading it, hearing it, all that stuff, right? You're digesting it in your body, and you become that. So you are what you eat, which is godly. You feel like God-fearing. Stuff like that, man. All that good stuff, you are that. So that's basically what the tat is and the meaning behind it. Now, my next tattoo, I had to get my other sister, which is Octavia. And this is a big gap. Like, I got that joint at like 1920, like somewhere around there. And I got my other sister, and I wanted to get like within like a 2-3 year gap, whatever. But I am actually happy I got it when I got it, because this artist did an amazing job on the portrait. Amazing. So I got this tat at 28. So damn near like 8 years later when I went to get like 2 or 5. But it was worth the wait. The artist, shout out to Boomer at Five Finger Tattoo Shop, I believe. Man, dude did an amazing, incredible job, bro. Like, straight identical, bro. Like, with my sister's baby picture. Like, this is one picture that Octavia took when she was 2 years old at her daycare. It was by, like, our house in Phoenix. It was on, like, 35th and... I'm going to try to remember. Is that Dunlap? No, because that's Dunlap. No, it is Dunlap. So 35th and Dunlap. 35th Ave and Dunlap. You feel me? That's on the west side of Phoenix. So, kind of central Phoenix. You feel me? So, she took a picture there, and then mom bought the picture or whatever. And for some reason, that picture has always stuck with me. Her best picture she ever took, I believe. So, So I took that picture, gave it to the dude. Dude printed up, does the stencil, whatever. Tattoo stuff is beautiful, so identical. It's not even funny, bro. Amazing work. And I'm like, hell yeah. Favorite tattoo so far, because it's so clean. My goodness. And then again, like, the sun makes the tattoos fade and stuff like that. It's always covered up for the most part. It don't really be seeing the sun like that. So the tattoo is like in tremendous, immaculate condition. You feel? So I got that. So the next one, I didn't wait too long. Later on that year, this was, see, now I'm on the train that like I wanted to be with the tats, right? So later on that year, I go and get a tat in October. So just a couple months later, I get a tat on my forearm. A couple of them. I wanted a full piece on my forearm. And I just want a forearm tat, but now I want a sleeve. You see how it grows? It'd be happening like that. So I was like, all right, so now I'm going to break it down for you. Okay, so like on my wrist, right? The outside of my wrist, I have God's engineer. Because God engineered this, man. My whole life. Like, it's written. It's basically saying, like how it says in the Bible, it's written, like God written. You feel me? It's planned. It's God's plan, bro. You do your best. You push forward. Sometimes it's not about you. Don't be greedy. You feel me? Live your life and do the things that you want to do, inspired to do. You're going to help out a lot of people. And it's always helping about the next generation and stuff like that. So that's what that is, man. And them times I be having like down times, or like sometimes I've, multiple times I felt like I wasn't loved by like my family or nothing like that. The family I grew up with, family I was born in, you feel me? And like when I was down and just, oh, this is whack or whatever the case might be, man, life handed me these cards, bro. And it's on me to fold. It's on me to cry. It's on me to not play the cards right, or whatever the case might be, it all comes down to me. But it's written already. It's God engineered that you have these deck of cards. Now what you gonna do with it? You feel me? Because whatever that you do, God already has multiple ways and multiple things that he knows you are going to do with it. It's engineered like that, man. It's engineered for me to be successful. It's engineered for me to be a professional podcaster getting paid. It is engineered for me to be a Nike commercial athlete. You feel me? Be sponsored by Nike. Be sponsored by Jordan. Do collaborations with big companies for fitness and stuff like that, man. It's engineered like that. It's engineered for me to gain a tremendous amount of followers on TikTok, a tremendous amount of followers on Instagram, social media, all social media platforms. It's engineered that way. I have the personality. I have what it takes. I have the work ethic. At the end of the day, man, and the thing that matters the most, man, I am consistent. I'm giving it to you every single day, man. Podcast twice a week, man. I'm pushing forward, going forward. And it is engineered because I always had this in me. But it was covered up with a lot of dirt, a lot of insecurities, a lot of scariness, a lot of non-couraging or anything like that. Just, you know what I mean? Not to be out there. It was covered by that. It took years to dust it off and brush it off. And some people had to show me how to dust it off and brush it off because they hurt me in some type of way. You feel me? That I had to revert back to myself because myself had all the answers that I was seeking in the first place because I looked at God and God said, it's in you. I looked at me. Then I let my motherfucking diamond shine bright than a mug. You feel me? And I'm still shining. I'm still going. People think, oh man, you're pushing forward, going forward. Man, I ain't even start, bro. I ain't even start. This is just the beginning. This is really, truly just the beginning, bro. It's about to go crazy soon in a great way, good way, positive way. People will be like, damn, this nigga really done blowed up. Movies, magazine, interviews, big collaborations, commercials, marketing team, working with Apple, just working remotely all around the world globally because my vision and God engineered my life to be bigger than my backyard. That's a fact, bro. And that's what I believe, and that's what I'm moving forward to, taking every step towards. So that's that, you feel me? And then I got another joint right here. And this tattoo's Africa. It's on the inside of my wrist and it's in red. People be like, man, why do you have a tattoo of Africa if you wasn't born in Africa, right? If you wasn't what they be saying, bro? They be saying all that goofy stuff. If you weren't born in Africa, if you was actually you was born in Haiti and you don't speak any languages from over there. And yeah, so like, why would you have that on you? And I'm like, bruh, everybody's from Africa, technically. That's where the first man and woman come from and spread from there. Africa is the motherland. That's where everybody's from, bro. Every single one of us. So for someone to tell me that I might not be worthy of this or whatever the case is, whoop-de-whoop, blah, 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 or man, it's misleading, bruh, nigga. You don't even understand, bruh. And I got in red because of all the blood, bruh. All the blood that was shed, tears, bodies getting burnt up, all that stuff, shot, blowed up, whatever the case is, for me to be where I'm at right here, I'm extremely grateful. ain't never, ever gonna forget that. So I wear this stuff on my wrists. You feel me? When people be like, you got that main artery with the blood, whatever. People try to cut their wrists and that's how they bleed out. That's why it's placed right there. You feel me? And then on top of that, I got the quote that goes with it. You feel? And this is from the Black Panther. Because this quote hit hard. I heard it, I was like, damn, that's dope. I remember Nipsey talked about it, and he's like, damn, that's extremely powerful on the Breakfast Club interview. And then I really listened to it. I was like, bro, that is so deep. I was like, bro, this goes perfectly with Africa, because I had a different vision before, but now it's better vision. But yeah, anyways, Michael B. Jordan said this, but Chad Bowick is the one that gave him this line. I'm going to read it to you, all right? Bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships because they knew death was better than bondage. That is so fire and so deep, bruh. Because my type of mindset, bruh, I'm on that same time. There's no way I'm doing this bondage shit, bro. You're not about to bond me. Like, I already know what y'all trying to do. F all that, bro. I'm going all the way. You feel me? Even though a nigga couldn't swim or whatever the case is, nigga, I'm gone. Nigga, you ain't about to hold me in bondage. Who the fuck you think you is, nigga? You ain't God. So y'all can treat me like a pet and have your little kids look at me and da-da and all this. Y'all mistreat me and, bruh, F all that. You feel me? But I look at it from both spectrums. You feel me? That's why I got I represent them that jump from the ships. You feel me? Because that's the mindset that I'm on. But I got Africa in red for all the bloods all the slaves that made it to land and they lost blood, you feel me, for me to be where I'm at. I represent both of them because they're my ancestors. You feel? You feel. All right. So then I have, on top of that, I have now in a clock form, because, man, the past don't exist. The future don't exist. The only thing that exists that we can show proven fact is right now. 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 You feel me? We can prove that. So live in that moment, man. Be grateful. Be graceful and all that, man. Be humble. Respect that, man. Respect your time. Value your time and move forward. On the other side of my wrist, bro, I have a chess piece. Which is, y'all know what it is, man. This life, bro, you got to think ahead. You can't just think about just only tomorrow and stuff like that, even though it don't exist. But it's better to be prepared than unprepared. So be prepared. Moves ahead, because that helps you get far in life. And that's what that chess piece is about, man. You got to think ahead, man. Not just only today, then you don't have nothing for tomorrow. You feel me? Yes, be present and hold the most value of today, this moment, because tomorrow's not promised. But just in case you go and see tomorrow, please be prepared. And that's what it's about. Even be prepared as like for your kids, you feel me? Your offsprings and stuff like that. Be prepared, stuff like that. You feel me? It's more than you. Then the next under that is Racing Flags, which is inspired by Nipsey. I don't talk about him too much. Don't really like talking about him too much, because I don't do like death lightly and shit like that, especially when like someone that like inspired me to do so much, like the clothing brand Blessed. My clothing brand was inspired by him because he had a marathon. I thought it was dope. And just, you know what I mean? He played a part in it, a big part, but he was like the main reason, you know what I mean? But he played a big part. So, man. Yeah, that's that, man. You already know what the marathon is, man. Marathon continues, nigga. Then I got 24 under that. And that's inspired by Kobe, not Kobe the basketball player, but Kobe the father, because I never have a father. You feel me? And at a ceremony, his wife wasn't talking about basketball. His wife was talking about how great of a dad he was. And for me never to have a father in my life, that is like what I can look forward to, because it's dope that the world sees you this way, but the people that really truly matter in your life seeing you this way, which is the ultimate goal and the biggest blessings to be a parent. And those people that matter seeing you that way as a great father, man, that's the bruh, you done your part. Real talk. So that's what that is. You feel me? I'll talk about that too much either. They'd be like, oh, that's your favorite number. I'm like, yeah. Or that's Kobe. I'm like, yeah. You feel me? But I don't tell them about like the whole father part, because I don't want to explain it, go deep into like, ah, y'all niggas not going to understand. Y'all niggas not going to be there like that. And I ain't trying to like really like, I guess like, I don't know, like, explain it, like, bro, like, sometimes I don't like being explaining a lot of things, bro. If you think this, all right, cool, my nigga, you gonna think that. I don't got time to be trying to win you over and stuff like that. You feel? I just let that be known. All right, then my last tattoo, bro, it's sacrifice across my arm. This is the main one that a lot of people know, like, yo, this is what this nigga Justin got tatted, bro. Sacrifice, big as hell. And yeah, man, this one means a lot, and it's inspired by this video right here, because in my life I didn't understand this word, man. I really didn't, truly didn't, especially when it comes to life. And this guy Jordan Peterson explains it. And when I first seen this video, I was like, oh my goodness, mind blown. And I'm like, yo, this is the key. This is the key for me to be able to progress and move forward. It's the key that Kobe became so great. This is the key. This is the motherfucking key, bro. It's this word and you understanding what this word is and how it affects your life. Because at the end of the day, everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody, make a sacrifice. Every single one. And he's going to explain it. It can be consciously, unconsciously. You think you, like, bruh, he explains in depth, bruh, everybody make a sacrifice. And I choose to make mine. I choose to make the sacrifice I'm going to make. I ain't leaving up to no one's hands. I'm not leaving up to life itself to make a sacrifice for me. I'm choosing exactly what sacrifice for me to make, for me to get my life to exactly where it needs to get. Because if you don't, life's going to dictate your life if you don't make that sacrifice. So here you go right here. Jordan Peterson explaining. Shouts to my mans. And yeah, here we go.
This is the Peter Pan story, roughly speaking. Is Peter Pan is this magical boy. Pan is the god of everything, roughly speaking, right? And so it's not an accident that he has the name Pan. And he's the boy that won't grow up. And he's magical. Well, that's because children are magical. They can be anything. They're nothing but potential. And Peter Pan doesn't want to give that up. Why? Well, he's got some adults around him, but the main adult is Captain Hook. Well, who the hell wants to grow up to be Captain Hook? First of all, you've got a hook. Second, you're a tyrant. And third, you're chased by the Dragon of Chaos with a clock in its stomach, right? The crocodile, it's already got a piece of you. Well, that's what happens when you get older. Time has already got a piece of you. And eventually, it's got a taste for you. And eventually, it's going to eat you. And so Hook is so traumatized by that he can't help but be a tyrant. And then Peter Pan looks at traumatized Hook and says, well, no, I'm not sacrificing my childhood for that. So that's fine, except he ends up king of Lost Boys. In Neverland, well, Neverland doesn't exist, and who the hell wants to be king of the Lost Boys? And he also sacrifices the possibility that he'll have a real relationship with a woman, because that's Wendy. Right, and she's kind of conservative, middle-class, London-dwelling girl. She wants to grow up and have kids and have a life. She accepts her mortality, she accepts her maturity. Peter Pan has to content himself with Tinkerbell. She doesn't even exist. She's like, She's like the fairy of porn. She doesn't exist. She's the substitute for the real thing. But the dichotomy that you're talking about, it's very tricky because there's a sacrificial element in maturation, right? You have to sacrifice the pluripotentiality of childhood for the actuality of a frame. And the question is, well, why would you do that? Well, one reason is it happens to you whether you do it or not. You can either choose your damn limitation or you can let it take you unaware when you're 30 or even worse when you're 40. And then that is not a happy day. You see, I see people like this, and I think it's more and more common in our culture because people can put off maturity without suffering an immediate penalty. But all that happens is the penalty accrues, and then when it finally hits, it just wallops you. Because when you're 25, you could be an idiot. It's no problem. Even when you're out in a job search, it's like, well, you don't have any experience and you're kind of clueless. It's, yeah, you're young. You know, it's no problem. We can. That's what young people are like, but they're full of potential. Okay, well, now you're the same person at 30. It's like people aren't so thrilled about you at that point. It's like, what the hell have you been doing for the last 10 years? Well, I'm just as clueless as I was when I was 22. It's, yeah, but you're not 22. You're an old infant, right? And that's an ugly thing, an old infant. So part of the reason you choose your damn sacrifice, because the sacrifice is inevitable. But at least you get to choose it. And then there's something that's even more complex than that in some sense is that.
Yo, did y'all hear that? I'm rewinding just a little bit. He says the sacrifice part. Listen deeply. Here our man go. We're about to go into it again. Rewinding just a little bit for y'all.
So part of the reason you choose your damn sacrifice, because the sacrifice is inevitable. But at least you get to choose it. And then there's something that's even more complex than that in some sense is that the problem with being a child is that all you are is potential and it's really low resolution. You could be anything, but you're not anything. So then you go and you adopt an apprenticeship, roughly speaking, and then you become, at least you become something. And when you're something, that makes the world open up to you again. You know, like if you're a really good plumber, then you end up being far more than a plumber, right? You end up being a good employer. You know, if you're a really good plumber, well, then you have some employees, you run a business, you train some other people, you enlarge their lives, you're kind of a pillar of the community, you have your family. Once you pass through that narrow training period, which narrows you and constricts you and develops you at the same time, then you can come out the other end with a bunch of new possibility at hand. And Jung talked about that. He thought that part of the proper path of development in the last half of life was to rediscover the child that you left behind as you were apprenticing. And so then you get to be something and regain that potential at the same time. Very, very smart. Well, he was very, very smart. So that's very wise thing to know. Sacrifice. You get to pick your damn sacrifice. That's all. You don't get to not make one. You're sacrificial whether you want to be or not. That's a good thing to know as well.
Do you feel me, bro? You get to pick your sacrifice. You don't get the choice not to make one. Bro, pick your damn sacrifice. That's exactly what I picked. My sacrifice to be exactly where I want to be today. People look at me and be like, damn, nigga, you did something. Bro, because I picked my sacrifice. I wasn't going out to eat. Bro, I was eating chicken and rice, bro, every damn day. Meal prepping. Bro, I didn't have the nicest car. Yeah, I could have got it. Sacrificed it. Didn't get the nicest car. Bro, I could have, you know what I mean, had more women, whatever. If I went to the club, whatever. Didn't go to the club. Wanted to express or whatever. Yeah, but I didn't go to the club. Could have done a whole lot of things, man. But I was like, nah, I'm sacrificed that because that shit's going to always be there, bro. I can go to the club right now. Niggas be in the club sacrificing their whole goals. You know what I mean? Their dreams just to be in the club every damn weekend. bruh, like, it's a lot. You feel me? Like, Kobe, man, this nigga ain't go to parties and stuff like that and whatnot. Like, that's why Kobe's great. That's why Michael Jordan's great. The sacrifices that were made to be to that level. It ain't easy. It ain't pretty. So that's what it's about, man. Be sacrificing, just be consistent. You don't get wherever that you truly, truly would like to get, bro. Man. All right, bro. Well, shoot. You know what I mean? That's the pod. And I just appreciate you guys for being here with your boy and vibing with your boy. And we'll close out and listen to one of my favorite songs that's ever been created, with deep lyrics by Dreamville. And you already know what it is, man. It's a resemble of my tattoo. Man, I appreciate you guys, man. Next podcast on Friday, coming up this Friday, man. You already know what it is. From the east to the west, they already know what it is, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less, nigga.
I endorse my graduate nigga from the north side. It's a steam team, got poor side. Fuck a bitch, forget it, I do it all time. Of course I got a voice, my opinion on the dance when you walk past.
Oh, bro, that shit groovy. Hey.
Niggas pull strings like a Gui talk, Key talk, G-star jeans on my sneakers. I'm a real soulful nigga, collard greens inside your speakers. Ferguson days on Castro, wasn't no cash flow. But I'm good for the arts, I'm Dr. Shows. I'm good for your heart, let me snatch your soul. Soul.
Bloody sacrifice.
Yeah, hey, look at what a motherfucker do for the cash and tape. They'll be right across your head like it's Ash Wednesday. You got two, just get off your ass like your ass is fake. You can't sit, and if we ain't siblings, then I can't relate. Today's shit, I'm A-sick, I run shit. I got it jumping like Pompeii. I don't need nothing but one take. I'm from the part of the city where young nigga keep a mana like 1+8. Our politician the fuck fade. Corrupt like a dog pound gangster. We do it like a small town wager. I'm the dropout major. Success stories I favor. Used to cover my scars out here trying to cover the fader. Yeah, Pro Tools, knives in the faders. Tail picks, assalamu alaikum. You ain't bout static like AM radio. Ain't even playing. I put my heart in my all, in my art. I'm arting it all. all of them are the same. It's harder to tell them apart some days. I thought I'd call them out all together rather than waste the amount of bars it'll take for me to call them out by name. Caught a glimpse of the alternate world I've introduced to you via the studio. Got them studying our mixtape. I'm from the hood like my mama, put that on my mama. I laid the law down like parliament, all just with a pen and page. I make sacrifices, bloody sacrifices.
You can't be everything to everybody. I wanna be your lover, your best friend, your Batman, Spider-Man, fight the pilot, shooting out your rivals, and I wanna damn near kill you to be the one to heal you up. I wanna be the one to fill you up on nights when you need good to cheer you up. I wanna be the one to build you up. A wall worth $5 billion to keep out the rah rah and the blah blah blah, so nobody try to steal your thunder, pull you under, toss my hoes out, Royal Rumble. We done moved out to the boondocks, built a big house. There he wonders how some weather long the way he went from Huey to Eddie Munster. I've been so disconnected, my perspective is ignorant. When you rich niggas don't wanna correct you, say something crazy, they won't interject. Do every drug that you want, they gon' let you. Dangerous when there's nobody to check you, I be out to check myself. Nigga, stop hoarding that money, you know you got plenty. I be out to spread my wealth. I used to be at the crib myself, 7 years old, off a Brad Boulevard with a bag of the raw. They gon' stand on the corner with hand on they balls, and they ran when the cops come, there go the laws. And I packed up a bag and I tracked it up north on the path of a star. And I ran into you like I met you before. Now damn me and you going half on the boys sing.
Hugging the block all day. I had nowhere to go. She gave me a place to stay. She gave me a heart the hole. I still got that shit to this day. She riding with me on the road. She riding with me in the A. Hugging the block, okay. She gave me the gift of my son, and plus we got one on the way. She gave me a family to love, but that I can never repay. I'm crying while writing these words, the tears they feel good on my face. Hey. And yesterday could feel just like a waste, yeah. If I don't love you, I'm supposed to. And yesterday could feel just like a waste, yeah. If I don't love you, I'm supposed to.